Hello, everyone. This is Audio Mode Day 11 for June 11th, 2020. This is Darcy here, and this is going to be a real quick one. Don't really have a lot to talk about today, but I did want to... I've been listening to a lot more of people posting Audio Mode, and I wanted to answer a question from her name. Well, her Twitter name is Kate Sparkle, and she asked... how many apps do you have on your phone? And I looked in the settings, and under the about thing, it says I have 59. So 59 is how many I currently have. And she also said that she had just recently got a new phone and didn't install everything from before. And that's what I did last fall when I got my new iPhone. I didn't restore from a backup. And I just started installing apps as I need them. But I actually think that number will go down soon because I do go through it periodically and delete apps that I'm not using. Not that I really need to do that. I've got lots of space left to my phone. I just like to do that and keep them. I like to keep all my apps sort of on two screens. I have, well, actually three screens. I have the first screen is like the most important apps, like my home screen, all the my most used apps are there, which maybe I'll talk about that in a future post. The second one is folders, and so I will have them by category, like retail or books, things like that. Books are more for like the Kindle app and stuff like that. And then the third page is the stuff I have to have but I don't really ever use. Like the contacts app, for example, you've got to have that. Otherwise you can't have any contacts, but you can do everything the contacts app does inside the phone app. So that's sort of the graveyard screen. So, and a lot of times what I do is, I don't have my app set to auto update. And so I do go in usually every day, sometimes every couple days, and see what apps are need to be updated. Cause I like to read the update text, even though most apps don't put anything meaningful there. And now with iOS 13, you can uninstall apps from that screen. So sometimes there are apps that, you know, they've been updated several times since the last time I used them, and I just go ahead and uninstall them. Facebook is one of those apps that I only install it when I need it for something. And then usually the next time it wants an update, I just go ahead and uninstall it until the next time I want to do something with Facebook, which is probably only a couple times a year. So, yeah, so I guess that was a long answer to a really short question, but, so 59 apps I have currently. That number will probably drop relatively soon. Anyway, I will be back with more tomorrow.